Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. This is your host, Cedric Shabazz, live from Sin City, Las Vegas. It is, don't really know what the date is. My mind just went blank. I think it's, let me see, 16, 17, 18. I think it's March 21st, the year 2015. And it's a beautiful morning out here in Las Vegas. It will be 84 degrees today. And there's not even a cloud in the sky. The only clouds in the sky are the white clouds, What a week. The topic of my show today is called Brain Injury, Coping Day Today. And I have a little story to share with my friends out there and my followers and fans and all you great, great listeners and supporters out there on I have a brain injury, and I think it was time for me to share to the public about my condition because it's fairly new to me. I've been living with it for about 6 months. It has totally changed my life and my wife's life 24/7 around. And so it's a very personal show to me, but I think it's therapeutic for me also. And first, I was ashamed to go to the public and talk about having a brain injury. It's a stigma you don't want. You just don't want that stigma. But I just think it's time for me to share my story, and maybe it can help somebody who also is going through living day to day, trying to live day to day, coping, living with your brain injury. On September 18th, 2014, I was sucker punched twice on the side of my head by my 30-year-old stepson, who was a schizophrenic, and he had been up for about 3 days with no sleep. And I woke up from being asleep, actually being unconscious. I don't know how long I was unconscious for. And according to the doctor, I must have been sleeping for a long time because of the severity of the brain injury. Shall I say, with blood on my front shirt, I woke up in the hallway. And the first thing I saw in the mirror was the right side of my head, and my face was swollen. And 2 days later, after being stubborn, I finally went ahead and went to the hospital, and I was told that I have a concussion. 30 days later, after that, I thought I was getting well, because with a concussion, they said basically all they can do for you, they really can't give you no medications or anything, but just rest, a lot of rest, and that's basically it. You have to really let your brain heal. By the more rest you get, is it's supposed to be the recipe for your brain to be refreshed. And at that particular time, I was in the middle of a publicity tour with my autobiography called The God Brother. I think I was in the middle of part three of this publicity tour, and when this injury happened, and so that particular day, like I said, I remember I looked in a mirror, and it was just my whole side of my head was swollen, and side of my face was swollen because I was unconscious. And you know, my stepson, he's 5'6", and he's 247 pounds, and he's full of muscle. There's no fat. So he is a big, big guy. And, luckily I was 4 inches taller than him, because I think if I was maybe 2 inches shorter, or maybe his height, I think I'd be dead, because where he punched me was exactly about 1 inch from my temple, the side of my head. And so the doctors told me I was very lucky to be still living right here, because not only did I get hit once, I got hit twice and didn't know it, in the same side, on both sides of the same side of my head. So so when I woke up from this concussion or whatever, I was just totally felt different. Something was a little different, because when I was looking in the mirror, I was looking at my eyes, and I just it just had this look that was some kind of me. No, I mean, I felt I was the same person, but I felt like I was looking at someone else. And it was weird how my brain was starting to work at that time. And my doctor said that was just part of the injury. So anyways, so for about 30 days, I was getting very well. I was getting rest and I was healing. And then one day I went to the store or something. I don't know what happened, but one day I was sitting at home and a couple hours later, and I felt something wasn't right. You know, I felt like I wasn't the same person at that exact moment. And I told my wife. I said, look, honey, I said, something's, I'm not feeling right. You know, something's not right here. And I couldn't explain it to her because my brain was scattered. It just, but my, I knew one thing by instinct, that I just didn't feel like who I was supposed to be feeling, who I am. You know, it was scary. Never been in this situation before. And so she called the hospital. Next thing I know, I didn't think nothing more about it. I went into the room and I sat down, and I think I was looking through some papers, and all of a sudden I felt this numbness in you know, my fingers. You know, it's like I was tapping a book or something, and you know, and I couldn't feel my fingertips, and then all of a sudden I couldn't feel my hand, and I couldn't feel my arm, and all of a sudden the right side of my face and my head, and all the way down to my toes and my right side of my leg. Thighs and everything just went numbed, and my right side of my body just went totally limp, and I panicked. I jumped up out of the chair and I ran into the living room, and my right side is you know, because I'm thinking I'm having a stroke, and the first thing they tell you is when you have a stroke that the you got to call 911 right away, because the faster that you can get to the hospital, the best, you know, that could save your life, and it could reduce your injuries significantly. So the ambulance came and they diagnosed me on the spot and gave me the decision to if I wanted to go in or not. And I felt that I needed to go in. So me and my wife went to UMC Hospital in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I was not admitted into the hospital, but I was for overnight stay, but I was diagnosed by a doctor as having a concussion, and he gave me he told me what to do. Basically, the brain needs to heal, so the brain needs to rest, not to exert any physical energy much as possible, not to try to think, not to try to do your daily schedule right away. Just rest. And so, so after that, I first 30 days, I start to feel good. You know, I think the first 30 days I was really feeling like I was getting back to be Cedric Shabazz, you know, and I was trying to get back to my normal daily routine, and things were going good. I was feeling good. I had a pep in my step, you know, and I was excited. And then one day I just sat down and I told my wife I didn't feel good. And when we went to the hospital, okay, for the second time on October 20th. When I think I'm having this stroke, they diagnosed me and they said I have post-concussion syndrome, and I have these particular migraines. I forgot what they called them, but there's a particular migraine you get, and because I was having sharp pains shooting from my center of my right shoulder blade, or kind of in the back, all the way up my neck. Left side of my neck, all the way up to the left side of my head. It was migraines. They were shooting pains, and I've been living with that. But reading the what you call it, the information about concussions that was part of the healing process. So I didn't think nothing of it. But so my doctor diagnosed me with post-concussion syndrome, and I have these migraines that shut the right side of my body down. And I still have these migraines. They don't happen as frequent, but I still do have my right side of my body sometimes still shuts down. And so in the last 6 months, I've been healing from this brain injury, but it has not been easy. And it's something that I have to live with for the rest of my life now, because I'm almost a 50-year-old man. And I think about being a 50-year-old man with a brain injury, like in, you know, like any person that you get older, you're not going to be able to heal this fast. You're not going to be, in most cases, like my doctor said, you know, for me being a 50-year-old man in fairly good shape, and you know, it's still not going to be an easy road to recovery for me. And he was right. And so, you know, the toughest part about living with a brain injury is not knowing why you feel the way you feel. And that could be very scary, too. One, you know, because you're going through these emotional mood swings, because your brain, you know, you want to wake up there tomorrow morning and just jump back to your regular routine, but you can't. You know, you can't mentally put things together because you got this concussion, and the frustration would just set in so bad. You know, it's like, you know, you feel handicapped and disabled and vulnerable and you know, and you go through these depression, you know, because you don't feel like you're the man that you used to be, or you feel scared because, you know, you're almost a 50-year-old man, and you may never be the man that you think you're supposed to be. So that was a very scary emotional time of the last 6 months, that I would go through these emotional mood swings, and it scared me because that is not who I am. So, you know, and then I had to deal with every, you know, anxiety, because part of post concussion syndrome is that you have you know, you have anxiety, you have depression, you can't sleep at night, you have fits of rage, you have anger issues, you have temperament issues. Everything gets on your nerves. The volume on the TV is too high, or the volume on the TV is too low, or you can't distinguish between if you know, all of a sudden, you know, 1 minute I'm turning up the TV because I can't hear, and the next minute my wife comes in the room, she says, "Honey, the TV's too loud." And so I have to turn down the television, and then next thing you know, it's like my equilibrium is totally off because I can't distinguish if my television is high or low. And that really disturbed me. And then it was the fact of me trying to multitask, like do chores and run my business and do the normal things that I used to do. And I couldn't put 2 + 2 together, and it was just so frustrating, you know. I was barely able to even try to put my meals together to eat, you know, for breakfast. And then, you know, my memory was gone, and you know, I couldn't remember how to do certain things, and I couldn't remember my daily routine, and you know, it was just. It was to me, it was devastating, you know, because I, when the doctor told me I had a concussion, I was just thinking, I'll bounce back, you know, because I hear about football players and athletes getting concussions all the time, and you know, and you always hear, well, you used to always hear about them, you know, just bouncing back, you know, like you know, maybe 7 to 10 days later, and they're back on the football field, or this or that, you know. And or you hear the person who gets a concussion in like in a car accident, because concussion is basically, to my knowledge, is just the shaking of the brain. Your brain got shook, violently got shook, and so it left you disoriented and impaired, and you're, you know, so you're pretty messed up. You know, not necessarily a physical injury to the point where there's a cut or a bruise. Something you could put a bandage on, or that you have to address with medication on, as far as on your skin. But it's an internal injury that your brain was shooken, was shaken violently, and it could be from either a car accident, a fall, or somebody assaulting you, like I got assaulted, you know. So so I had to do a lot of due diligence on what a concussion is, and I had to do, I wouldn't say self-diagnose, but I had to be very, very conscious of my demeanor, of my mannerisms now, of how I talk. It gave me a mental complex for a while, because I was too scared to even be Cedric Chabaz again for a minute. I took a break from this radio show because I didn't know if I got on the radio how I would sound to people. You know, I wouldn't know if I would sound like I had a mental injury. You know, it was scary. It was still scary. And I waited till about January before I came back to do God Brothers Radio, because I wasn't too sure how I was going to do, how I was going to sound. In the last 2 months, I've been following the doctor's orders, and we've been trying different solutions and medicines and things like that to ease my symptoms. And you know, sometimes I get anxiety hits me, and I start pacing back and forth. Sometimes if the TV is going and the water's going and somebody knocks on my door, I get a little overwhelmed and I have panic attacks. But the worst part of having a brain injury is when you have a spouse, your spouse is feeling all the pain that you're feeling, and you really put them through an emotional ringer, because they're dealing with you, and it the whole situation is frustrating all the way around. So, you know, it took a very emotional toll also on my wife. And I like to just say publicly, I like to thank my wife for being by my side as much as she possibly could while I was going through this healing side. And she's a tough woman. She's a strong woman to be married to Cedric Chabaz. So, if anybody knows who Cedric Chabaz is, then, people who know me personally pretty much could say that my wife, Khadija Chabaz, is the best thing that happened in my life these last 12 years. So, and that's a fact, you know. So I thank my wife from the bottom of my heart, my soul, and I couldn't be able to heal without her. And she took a lot of my anger. I lashed out on her a lot emotionally, and because it was her son that did this to me, and in a sense I was blaming her, so it caused a real big test to our marriage, and it still is a test to our marriage. I mean, this is a healing process that me and my wife both go through, getting counseling from our pastors and from our Lord Jesus Christ's foundation of our marriage. And we believe that our marriage will survive this, and we are surviving this. But it's not easy. It's not easy on her. It's not easy on me. A lot of arguments we've had. I've had a lot of anger issues, and it's just, I've been ugly a lot, you know. And so, but I believe in my God that he's working things out. I'm feeling better Then I have been feeling, and also in the process of this brain injury, I was diagnosed with a blood clot. And so at the time, the blood clot was small enough for them not, they couldn't give me any medication, especially aspirin, because they said if they gave me aspirin, that basically that could kill me, you know, because I guess you can't have a certain, aspirin has something in it that you, you know, you're not supposed to have in your system when you have a blood clot. You know, because it would act like a blood thinner, I guess. You know, I don't know. I didn't really. But so I have the blood clot, and then I've been going to a neurologist and been doing what I'm supposed to do. But it, you know, the truth is that I used to work my hobbies. I used to, you know, do what I had to do for 13 hours a day, and the truth is I can't do 13 hours a day anymore. So I had to come to conclusion that I'm the same person, but I'm not going to be able to do the same things that I used to do as on a timely manner or being very sufficient. You know, some days I get up at 5 a.m. and I said, okay, I'm going to try to put 13 hours worth of promote the Lord's business or whatever, and then I get set to do it, and then all of a sudden the end of the day comes and I'm only able to put 4 or 5 hours into the business, and I can't even tell you or explain to you why that is. You know, I'm almost a 50-year-old man, and like my doctor says, I have to find out how to cope day to day with the brain injury. And you know, my life is not the same ever again, and my wife's life's not the same ever again. And I have to come to the conclusion that I have to be okay with that, that I have to be okay that I'm not going to be able to put 13 hours in a day. I have to be okay that I'm not going to be able to be sufficient in my multitasking as I used to be. And, you know, and I have to be okay with that. I have to believe without a doubt that my Lord's grace is enough to what I need to get done. So, you know, the Lord told me in my spirit, I don't need to put 13 hours in a day on his business anymore. I just need to do what the Lord wants me to do daily. And if that means put 5 hours, 5 hours. If that means I put 1 hour, I'll put 1 hour. But whatever I put in it, my Lord told me in my spirit, it is enough to do what it needs to be done in the Lord, in Jesus' name. So, you know, so I had to readjust my thinking and my perspective My God put me in a position where I have to make health a priority in my life, and it has to be my number one priority even before this business. Because if I can't keep myself healthy, then I can't take care of my wife, and I can't take care of the Lord's mission and His calling for my life. So, you know, September 18th and October, November, December, January, February, you know, six months, you know, and I guess I feel that I'm a lot better, but at the same time, I am not better, you know. So I still got a neurologist to go to, constantly, and I still got constant hospital appointments, and you know, taking care of my health is the number one priority in my wife and I's life. We both agree that her health and my health is number one, and so if we both stay healthy, then we could, you know, staying healthy is just a good thing to do. It should be the number one thing in everybody's life, is to stay healthy. And so I like to thank my wife again. Like I said, so humbling, just being a strong woman by my side, and you know, many times she could have left me and just left me, and she would have had the right to because of a lot of fits of rage I had. And so she's a strong woman to deal with me, and I'm very blessed. So once again, this is Cedric Shabazz. I have 5 minutes left into this episode. And I also like to say a shout out to Brian Hammer Jackson of the Blog Talk Radio, the king of internet of radio. I was on his show yesterday, and I had a great time at this time. But it'd been a long time before I did any media, and especially going on Brian's show, because I was scared. I was scared that if I got on his show, that people could tell that I'm not as articulate as I used to be, that maybe my thought patterns are not expressed as clearly as it used to be, sometimes I stutter, not much, I never stuttered before. I don't stutter like that, but I get lost in thoughts. And sometimes I start on one project and I try to multitask, and I get frustrated, and I look around, and everything is just out of order, and that never happened before. Sometimes I get frustrated and I have to sit down, and whatever I'm trying to solve or fix just has to stay unsolved or unfixed until I get myself back together. So it has not been easy for anybody, none of us. And brain injuries are very serious injuries. Yeah, there's nothing to joke around with. Once again, my name is Cedric Shabazz of God Brothers Radio. I have 3 minutes left on this beautiful Saturday morning. God Brothers Radio is a division of God Brothers Entertainment, which consists of six or seven different businesses. Like I said, I got 2 minutes left, and I would like to please ask people to please continue to support God Brothers Radio by sending donations in. I call them donations. You could go to Zazzle, Zazzle.com/ Cedric Shabazz, CedricShabazz, and you could go to that website. Actually, it's my retail outlet, apparel outlet, where you could, on this particular website, I have over 200 logos and on 5,000 products, anything from T-shirt, hats, postcards, let me see, hoodies, calendars, coffee mugs, bumper stickers, skateboards. I got over 5,000 products and over 200 logos. So please go there, purchase something for your wife, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, and that purchase will continue to keep God Brothers Radio on the radio. In my last 90 seconds, once again, I like to say, please go to Zazzle.com, Zazzle.com/ Cedric Shabazz, CedricShabazz, and there you can purchase God Brothers, God Sisters T-shirts and things of that nature. Over 200 logos, over 5,000 products. And, so I got 1 minute left, and I like to thank you all for listening to God Brothers Radio. And so I hope to see everybody next Saturday at the same bat time, 10 a.m. Thank you once again. This is Cedric Shabazz sounding off live from Sin City, Las Vegas. God bless.